is Sean McCord. It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival. I am in the crowded and noisy Filmmakers Lounge, but it just adds ambiance to these recordings. I'm sitting across from Erica Arbel. Erica, this is not the first time I've spoken to you. We've spoken in years past. You are a producer and casting director, and you've got two things coming up, but the main thing is tomorrow you are leading a panel. It's called here on Filmmaking Industry Leaders and Their Approach in the Mid-Atlantic. It is 11 a.m. Saturday in your offices, which is where?
My office is on the downtown mall, mm-hmm. across from the Nook. The exact address is 416 East Main Street, and we're on the second floor.
And this is going to move that just a little bit closer. This is a free unticketed event, but how many people can you seat?
We can seat, I think, about 60.
Okay.
So it should. We just transformed our whole office because it's. I mean, we have this big bullpen with a lot of desks, and we just completely moved the desks out, and we have rows and rows of chairs. And I hope a lot of people come.
Well, let's start with this. Let's talk about the panel. Who's going to be there, and what are you going to be talking about?
It has always been something on my mind since I moved here, thinking once I start working and playing with some of these people work-wise, as in, you know, creators, directors, writers, et cetera, and wouldn't it be fun to get everyone in a room at some point and talk about what their process is and, you know, their failures and their hopes and their dreams and and then what it's like to be transplanted into the Mid-Atlantic and do a project here. And I am, as a creative person, always curious to know, you know, what someone's rituals are. You know, what really inspires them, and you know, what their first job was. And so I'm going to ask all these questions that personally are just things I want to know. And they are people I have had the luxury and honor of working with over the last 5 years here in Virginia, and they've all shot films here. So the first is David Baldacci, who is a writer and also wrote the book and the screenplay Wish You Well, which I cast and associate
novelist, screenwriter. Wish You Well, which you associate.
I was the associate producer as well as casting director.
So as long as you brought that up, Wish You Well screens at PVCC Dickinson Theater on Saturday at 1 p.m.
Correct. Right after the panel. Exactly.
Right after the panel. So people, exactly. You have like a shuttle leaving
exactly.
your office.
Maybe David will drive a shuttle.
There
Wouldn't
there
that be
go.
Great?
That would be cool. Yeah.
And Eric Jenderson, who is an Emmy Award-winning writer for the series, or HBO miniseries, Band of Brothers. And he also did two projects here in Richmond recently. One was called Killing Lincoln for National Geographic, and the second was Ithaca that I just finished casting that Meg Ryan directed and Tom Hanks produced as
Right, and you cast for Killing Lincoln too, didn't you?
I did. I did Killing Lincoln as well, yes, exactly.
And just so people know we're not faking it, we were sitting in a bar.
No, Sean, don't tell them the truth. Tell them the truth.
And that's a complicated drink we just heard being mixed in the background. All right, so I remember when we spoke a few years back, we talked a little bit about your biography. You were working in Hollywood. You were out there in L.A. And what brought you back to Virginia?
My husband, he had an opportunity to take over his father's company, and he remains doing so. And it was a really challenging at first transition for me, honestly. And now I would never imagine moving back. I love it here so much.
Yeah. So are you from Virginia or your husband?
I am originally from Blacksburg, Virginia. Okay. That's where I grew up. And that's the other funny thing about Wish You Well, the movie, is we shot in Giles County, and the moment that I was interested in the industry was my first moment on a set, and because I was an extra in Dirty Dancing, which was there in that county, and then the premiere of Dirty Dancing was at the Lyric Theater in Blacksburg, and we just went to a screening of Wish You Well in Blacksburg a few weeks ago.
Wish You Well screens 1 o'clock on Saturday at the PVCC Dinkinson Theater. But before then, you're doing a panel on filmmaking, industry leaders, and their approach in the Mid-Atlantic.
Exactly. And we have two other people on the panel that I didn't mention. So I mentioned David Baldacci and Eric Jenderson. We have Janet Brunner, who is a wonderful Broadway producer, as well as the producer of Ithaca. And finally, we have Kevin McNally. And he is mostly recognized for his character in Pirates of the Caribbean. He's an actor.
Right.
And he plays the father Judge Richard Woodhull on Turn, a television series on AMC right now.
Right.
And he's in Richmond doing that. And
Turn, you helped cast Turn.
I do.
And it's being shot in Virginia.
Correct. The second season is being shot right now.
Excellent. Yeah, I have a few friends in that, so
good
job giving them some work. And you are also, for the second year in a row, I just learned, the casting director for the Adrenaline films. So, and I haven't spoken to anybody about the Adrenaline films yet.
It's going to be wonderful. Yeah. It is going to be wonderful. I am so excited. First of all, I have to say that more actors came out this year, and it is so exciting. The opportunities that actors get and filmmakers get through Adrenaline is really unique and such a rich, rich learning experience. And regardless of how seasoned anyone is, there is exposure to people. I know, you know, Katie Couric is coming by to look at the films when they're being edited. And, you know, it's really, they get the big guns. Jeff Wadlow gets those big guns in there. And it's been really a wonderful thing because so many actors are up for this just crazy fast schedule and working and stretching themselves and getting maybe a good piece of film on themselves, you know?
Well, let's back up a minute because everybody listening should know what the Adrenaline Film Festival is. But why don't you, but for the one or two who might not, why don't you describe what it is?
It is essentially making a film from start to finish, a short film, from, you know, when they're assigned their genres Wednesday night. Showing it Saturday night.
72 hours later.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they're given a genre, they're given a theme and a prop.
Yeah, the genre, a prop, and a line of dialogue.
A line of dialogue. Yeah.
Exactly.
And so that way you know that this isn't something that they've created ahead of time. They're given these objects, and they're given 72 hours, and then they screen these films. The Adrenaline films are screening at 9 o'clock on Saturday night in the Colberth. And man, I love going to that screening. It is so much fun. I mean,
it is. The energy is so high. And this year, I had an intern this last summer from UVA for my company, and she was so amazing. I said, please, please, please don't go back to school full time. And she did, but she still fits some part time work in for me, which is wonderful in our company.
That's terrible. You told her not to go back.
I was kidding. I do want her to graduate. But, you know, she's really good. And so she does come to our office part-time. And she had enough time to actually be the very active casting person for Adrenaline. And she has done a phenomenal... Her name is Megan. She has done a most phenomenal job. And yesterday, she was just with the filmmakers, you know, helping them choose and make selections and do all of the, you know, if there's paperwork for SAG or a minor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it that's not just about choosing someone too. So she's been helping guide the process, and so it's fun to see filmmakers grow, actors grow, and even future casting directors, Megan, if you're hearing this, grow.
Shout out to Megan. Megan, Erica wants you to drop out of school.
No. Megan, I support school. Just fit working in too.
Yeah, okay. Just do it all.
Exactly. Why not?
Like you do.
I do it all. Exactly.
So when people want to learn more about your company, Erica Arvel Casting, where do they go?
They go to arvold.com.
ARVOLD.
Yeah, ARV as in Victor, OLD.
Yes. OLD. And so the panel tomorrow, one last time, 11 a.m. Saturday, in your offices, the address again.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. There's so much noise in the background now.
The address of your office.
The address is 416 East Main Street, Charlottesville, Virginia, second floor, across from the Nook, next door to Eppie's, above the landscape company.
I think we can find that. That's for the panel on filmmaking industry leaders and their approach in the Mid-Atlantic. You should also all go see Wish You Well, which screens tomorrow, Saturday at 1 p.m. at PVCC, and the Adrenaline Film Project, which screens 9 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday night at Colberth. Is there anything else we haven't mentioned that you want me to mention?
I love Charlottesville, and I love the film festival. How's that?
Of course you do. The film festival loves you. Thank you, Erica. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And I look forward to a chat like this every year.
This is always fun. Thank you.